you smoke?
I've given up now.
Okay. How do you think things might impact come July the 1st?
I think there'll be more people just standing outside places. Or in gardens of pubs, if they've got a garden or a little place at the back.
Uh-huh.
That sort of thing. But then in the winter, they're going to have those heaters, which are not, you know, environmentally friendly.
So, it's flawed.
It's, you know,
it's
so
flawed.
I must admit, being an ex-smoker, I don't actually mind too much.
When did you give up?
Over a year ago.
Yeah, I did mine about 2.5 years ago, actually. Right. Going well. How was it for you?
It's okay, but I go to a quiz in my local pub on a Sunday, and every Monday morning I have a sore throat.
Oh, on account of just being
smoking.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, but then you walk around in the streets, you're breathing in car fumes.
Yes.
So it's all very well getting rid of the smoke fumes.
Yeah, it just makes way for something else. Makes more room for something else.
Exhaust fumes are really bad.
Yeah.
It's an never-ending sort of list of things to.
Is there a positive no-go zone you could throw at us, my friend?
Positive.
I think they all were anyway. Did it? I,
positive.
It might be something you've not visited in your life, or something you're coming away from that was once a no-go zone, but is no more.
Well, I've noticed actually down in Greenwich they've started planting olive trees.
Is that right?
Yeah, just by the Greenwich Cinema, there's some new trees been planted, and they're olive trees, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So that's a good plus.
Okay.
See some little olive tree.
Goodness, I don't think I've ever seen an olive tree. Christ.
Yeah, I've certainly never known a local council to plant them. You know, because I think they're quite expensive as well. But
yeah.
Maybe they've got a job lot. That's why they're doing it.